At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be diving deep into something I think we all deal with, right? Procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Like that feeling when you have a deadline and suddenly, I don't know about you, but cleaning the bathroom just seems really important.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be looking at the book From Procrastination to Action,
mm-hmm.
Strategies for Getting Things Done.
Okay. To help us all, break free. What do you think?
Yeah. This book really gets at how procrastination is, it's more than just laziness. It's like there's psychology to it.
Okay.
And it actually points to fear as like the root cause a lot of times.
Fear? Really? I wouldn't have thought of that.
Right. You think procrastination, you think lazy, right?
Yeah.
But like, think about it. Say you're about to start some big project and you just get this wave of dread.
Uh-huh.
The book says maybe it's not that you're lazy, Maybe it's that you're afraid of failing or something.
Oh, that makes sense. You're afraid of like what other people are going to think. So you avoid it altogether.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, that fear can show up in different ways, like perfectionism.
Okay.
The book talks about that, how perfectionism can actually cause you to procrastinate more.
Yeah.
Because you're so afraid of messing up or not meeting your own like crazy high standards, you end up frozen. You can't do anything.
So then the first step to actually beating procrastination is, like the book says, to really figure out what's causing it.
Yeah, you got to get to the bottom of it.
What are you always putting off and why? What is the real reason?
Yeah. The author actually tells this story, it's pretty relatable, about how they were stuck on this writing project and they just couldn't move forward. It was because they were afraid of not being good enough, not meeting their own expectations.
Yeah.
Once they admitted that fear, that's when they could start to move past it.
It's like the fear is a shadow, right?
Yeah.
But if you shine a light on it, it's not so scary anymore.
Yeah.
Take away its power.
Exactly. And once you see those fears, the book has a bunch of different strategies to help you.
Okay, so what's the first one?
Well, one thing it talks about is how trying to do a huge task all at once can just feel super overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that just makes you procrastinate more, right?
Mm.
So instead it says to break it down into smaller, easier to manage pieces, what they call micro tasks.
Oh, okay. So instead of I have to write this whole report, it's first I'll research, then I'll do an outline, then I'll write the intro. Like that.
Right. Think of it like climbing a mountain. It's a lot less scary if you just take it one step at a time.
Makes sense.
And each step you finish, each little micro task, it gives you this feeling of accomplishment. Okay, I did that. It builds momentum.
Uh-huh.
There's even this story in the book about someone who made this whole presentation just bullet point by bullet point.
Wow. So even big things can be broken down. They feel achievable. Exactly. And then that kind of leads to the next strategy, which is setting deadlines.
Okay.
The book says that when you have a specific date for each little task, it makes you more accountable.
So it's not just I'll do it sometime this week. It's Tuesday, outline, done. Thursday, research done.
Right. Having those deadlines helps you stay on track and not just keep saying, I'll do it later.
I'm already reframing how I think about getting stuff done. Just hearing this is helpful.
That's great. And this is just the beginning. This book has so much more.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with the next strategy. What else is there?
All right. Well, have you heard of Mel Robbins's 5-second rule?
Yeah, I have. But I don't really get how it works, to be honest.
It's super simple, actually, but really powerful. It helps you break out of those procrastination habits.
Okay, so what is it? Is it magic? Because I'm kind of into that.
No magic. But it might feel like it. Basically, when you feel yourself about to procrastinate, you count down from 5 and then you do the thing.
Wait, that's it. Just count down and go.
That's it. The book says that counting down stops you from overthinking.
Oh, yeah.
That hesitation that leads to procrastination. It's like a shortcut in your brain to just bypass all that and get moving.
Tricking your brain into starting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's a story in the book, too, about this person who used the 5-second rule to start exercising.
Mm-hmm.
They always dreaded it. But once they got over that initial they felt amazing, energized.
Oh, wow.
It's taking action, even if it's hard, it can actually make you feel good.
So instead of thinking of all the reasons why I don't want to do something, I just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it.
Exactly. Simple, but powerful.
I gotta try that. That seems so much easier than, like, arguing with myself about why I should do the thing.
Right. And it all ties into this other thing about getting rid of distractions.
Oh, yeah. Distractions. Distractions are the worst.
Especially now, right? With all the tech and everything, it's like something's always trying to get your attention.
It's true.
The book says it's super important to make your workspace distraction-free if you want to really focus.
Like trying to write a book in a coffee shop versus like a library, right?
Perfect example. The environment makes a huge difference.
Totally.
It really does. And there are things you can do. Have you heard of the Pomodoro technique?
I have heard of it,
Yeah.
but I'd love to hear more. Like, how does it help with distractions?
Well, the Pomodoro technique is about working in like focused bursts. You work for a bit, then you take a short break.
Okay.
You make these little pockets of time where you get rid of all the distractions and just focus on the one task.
So you're not trying to like work for hours straight. It's more like these little intervals.
Right. And the book says that working this way, these focused bursts, it's actually way more effective than working for hours while being distracted.
Yeah.
It's like a mental sprint, you know? You go all out for like 25 minutes knowing you have a break coming up.
Makes sense. Your brain can only focus for so long.
Exactly. And those breaks, they let you recharge so you can come back and focus again.
I like that. It seems more like doable than just forcing myself to work for hours and hours.
And the author actually talks about how much they got done using this technique. They felt so
It's
accomplished.
like a productivity hack.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to like recap, we've got figure out your procrastination fears, break down big tasks, set deadlines, use the 5-second rule to get started, and get rid of distractions to make those focus zones.
Nailed it. And honestly, we've only scratched the surface here. There's so much more to learn.
Okay, well, I can't wait. I'm ready for more procrastination busting strategies. But I guess that's it for this part of our deep dive into From Procrastination to Action.
Yeah, but stick around. There's more to come.
Welcome back, everybody. We're continuing our deep dive into this book, From Procrastination to Action. And I'm already like inspired. I'm ready to tackle my to-do list, which has been kind of neglected lately.
That's awesome. That's what we like to hear. And we're just getting started, really. There's a lot more in this book.
Okay, so before we took a break, we were talking about getting rid of distractions.
Right.
But let's be real, like distractions are they're everywhere, especially now with, phones and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So how does the book, like practically, how do we actually deal with them?
Well, besides that Pomodoro technique we talked about, it really emphasizes being mindful of how we use technology, like all our digital habits.
Okay.
So things like turning off notifications, or setting limits on screen time, just being more intentional about how and when we use tech.
That makes sense. Like we got to take back our attention, make space to focus.
Exactly. And it's not just like the stuff around us, external distractions. The book also talks about managing those thoughts, the worries in our heads. Those can be distracting too.
And tell me about it. My brain, like anytime I'm trying to focus, it comes up with a million things to worry about.
Right. And for that, the book suggests things like mindfulness practices, like meditation or even just deep breathing. Maybe it can help calm your mind, bring your focus back to what you're doing right now.
Like finding that inner peace, even when everything's crazy around you. I like that.
And another important point the book makes is about self-compassion.
Okay.
It's easy to beat ourselves up when we procrastinate, right?
Yeah.
But that just makes things worse. It adds to that negative cycle.
Yeah.
So instead, it says, be kind to yourself. Like, it's okay. Everyone procrastinates sometimes.
Right. We got to remember we're human.
Exactly. Procrastination it's a habit. It's not like who you are as a person. It's something you can work on, get better at.
So we've been talking about all these strategies to beat procrastination.
Right.
But what about the motivation part? Like, how do we stay motivated to keep going? Especially when those old habits, they try to sneak back in.
Oh, that's where the last strategy comes in. It's about celebrating those small wins. The book says that when you reward yourself for what you accomplish, even little things, it can be really powerful.
Okay.
It reinforces those good habits and keeps you motivated.
So it's not just about like the big goal at the end, it's about all the little milestones along the way.
Exactly. It's about noticing your progress and giving yourself credit.
I like that. So what kind of rewards are we talking about here? Like, what does the book suggest?
Well, it could be anything that feels good to you.
Yeah.
It could be something small, like taking a break to have some tea,
Huh.
or it could be something bigger, like planning a fun outing when you finish a big project. The main thing is choose something that you're excited about.
Yeah, like you're training your brain to connect, like being productive with something positive.
Exactly. And those good feelings, then they make you want to keep going.
It's all making so much more sense now. Like the psychology of it all, how to actually approach it in a way that works.
That's awesome to hear. And remember, it's a process, right? It's not like you just flip a switch. Yeah. There will be times when you fall back into those old habits. But it's about being kind to yourself, learning from it, and just keep moving forward.
So as we wrap up this part, what's the most important thing you want listeners to take away from this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that, you know, procrastination, it's not a personal failing. It's a challenge, but we can all overcome it. Yeah. With the right strategies, with self-awareness, and being kind to ourselves, we can break free from these patterns and actually achieve our goals, you know, step by step.
I love that. Like knowing that we have the power to change, you know, to be more productive, to live more fulfilling life. And speaking of empowering, we've got one more part of our deep dive. We'll be exploring some final thoughts and challenges.
Yeah, some food for thought.
To help you actually use these strategies. Stay with us. All right, we're back for the last part of our deep dive into From Procrastination to Action. I don't know about you, but I am ready to like ditch procrastination for good. Actually get stuff done.
I love it. That's the attitude. And this last part, it's all about like taking action, making those changes stick.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot already, right? Yeah. Like the fears behind procrastination, breaking things down, deadlines, that 5-second rule, getting rid of distractions, mindfulness, you know, being nice to ourselves, and even celebrating those small wins. What else is there?
Well, you know, the book ends with this really powerful idea. It's about how taking action, even when it's hard, even when you don't feel like it, that's what really unlocks your potential.
It's like, what is it, that quote, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Exactly. It's about realizing you have the choice. You can choose to do something instead of nothing. You can step outside your comfort zone and make things happen.
Yeah, yeah. And the book also says that even small actions can like make a big difference over time.
It's like imagine a snowball rolling down a hill. It starts small, but as it rolls, it picks up more and more snow, right? It gets bigger and bigger. Each little action you take, it builds on the one before it.
That's such a good like visual. It makes it seem less overwhelming.
Right. And the book, it also reminds us that procrastination, it's not just about putting off tasks. It's like putting off your own potential.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about getting stuff done. It's about like living a life that you actually want, like mm-hmm. aligned with your goals.
Exactly. It's about showing up for yourself for the things that matter to you.
So before we wrap up, the book has a few questions like to make you think, to help you, you know, actually use what we've learned.
Yeah, yeah, they're really good.
The first one is like, what's one thing you've been putting off? And what's the smallest step you can take today to get started?
Yeah, remember, even the tiniest action can start that snowball rolling.
So what is it? What's that one thing you've been avoiding? What's like the easiest first step you can do right now?
And the second question is, how are you going to use all these strategies we talked about to actually beat procrastination?
Because there's no like one right way.
Yeah.
Right. It's about figuring out what works for you.
Exactly. Make it your own.
And the last question, it asks, have you ever like had a moment where you actually beat procrastination? What happened? What did you learn?
Yeah, think back to a time when you got over that hurdle. What was different? Did you use any strategies? What can you take from that experience?
It's like sharing those stories. It can be so helpful. It shows us that we're not alone in this.
Right. And it can give us ideas, you know, inspire us to keep trying.
So as we wrap up this whole deep dive into From Procrastination to Action, I want to leave you with this. Hmm. If you could just like snap your fingers and make procrastination disappear, what would you achieve? Let that be your motivation.
Yeah, you have the power to make it happen.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope this is giving you some good ideas, some tools to, you know, break free from procrastination and really reach your full potential.
It's all about taking action one step at a time.
Keep learning, keep growing, and keep creating the life you want. We'll see you next time.